You know what would be really nice? It'd be kind of nice if we could just recline on the sofa and ask God to pour his blessings out on us and fix all our problems. But can I tell you, 99% of the time, it just doesn't work that way. It seems that God is a God who wants to involve us in things. It seems that God is a God who wants us to step out into his blessing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at the promises of God from a different perspective. Hope you're well. Hey, you may remember over the last week and a bit, we've been on a bit of a journey into the blessings of God with a woman called Ruth back in the Old Testament. Now, Ruth's a Moabite who marries an Israelite, but when her husband dies, she decides to follow her mother-in-law back to Israel. Now, all that sounds pretty mundane until we realize that Moabites and Israelites back then were sworn enemies, and Ruth was embarking on a journey with her mother-in-law, Naomi, whom she loved dearly, into a hostile land, an unknown land, without any prospect of a husband. Remember, she's a Moabite woman, and therefore security, safety, and income. That's how things were back then. But it turns out that her decision to follow Naomi to the promised land was going to be a decision with huge ramifications. She was journeying back into the blessings of God, whether she realized it or not. And here's the thing. Sometimes we're kind of wondering, where's life headed? And things look risky and scary. But if we give our lives to God, as Ruth did, then let me tell you, he has a journey ahead, and it's a journey back into his mighty blessings. Let's pick up this journey with Ruth right now. Let me share it with you, reading now from the book of Ruth in the Old Testament about Ruth and Naomi's return to the promised land. We're starting from Ruth chapter 1, verse 22. So Naomi returned together with Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, who came back with her from the land of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Now, Naomi had a kinsman on her husband's side, a prominent rich man of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean amongst the ears of grain behind someone in whose sight I may find favour." Naomi said, "Go, my daughter." So she went. She came and gleaned in the field behind the reapers. As it happened, she came to part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was from the family of Elimelech. And just then, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to his reapers, "The Lord be with you," and they said, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, "To whom does this young woman belong?" The servant who was in charge of the reapers answered, "She's the Moabite who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." She said, "Please let me glean and gather amongst the sheaves behind the reapers." So she came, and she's been on her feet from early this morning until now without resting for even a moment. So as we saw last week, surprise, 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 Ruth and Naomi get back to Bethlehem just when the harvest is happening. That's good. Harvest is a time when there's going to be food around. Harvest is a time when you can store up some grain to keep you going until the next harvest. Remember, back in those days, women on their own were destitute. They had no rights. It was very difficult to earn a living wage. They couldn't own land. They needed husbands, and neither Ruth or Naomi had one. But listen to this. There's this guy called Boaz, a relative of Naomi's on her late husband's side. He's wealthy, he's powerful, he's well-regarded, and Ruth hears about him. What does she do? Does she kind of stay on the couch, channel surfing, expecting God to bless her? No, she heads out into the field, Boaz's field, as it turns out, to do some gleaning. Now, this is what gleaning is. God's law to his people included a provision for allowing the poor and the needy to pick up the leftovers from the harvest. They'd walk along behind the reapers, the labourers, and pick up whatever was left. Leviticus chapter 3, verse 22 says this, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, nor gather the gleanings of the harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the alien, for I am the Lord your God." This was God's law to provide for the poor. So Ruth went and laboured in the field as one of the poor people. She took a step of getting off her backside and going out to do some hard work, a step toward God's blessing. And why? Ruth the Moabite woman said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears of the grain behind someone in whose sight I may find favour." She went in order to put herself in proximity of God's favour, to give God the opportunity to bless her. It wasn't going to happen if she sat back on the couch waiting. She had to step out. Are we hearing this? She had to step out into the blessings of God. God generally doesn't bless couch potatoes. He doesn't bless the lazy. Look, we all have different capabilities and limitations. God understands that. But within our capabilities and limitations, he expects us to step out. And surprise, surprise, what happens next? She came to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was from the family of Elimelech. And just then, Boaz came from Bethlehem. Listen to that again. Just then. Was this a coincidence? No. This was God's timing. God's blessing was on the way, on a journey from Bethlehem to the field where Ruth had chosen to work hard. Hello, do you see what's going on here? And it's at this point that her goodness and her honour and her decency shines forth. Firstly, Boaz has heard about her loyalty to his relative Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law. Then Boaz, beginning at verse 5, then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, to whom does this young woman belong? The servant who was in charge of the reapers answered, she is the Moabite who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. And he understands and appreciates the courage it took for a Moabite woman to come to the land of Israel. He's impressed. And secondly, his servant tells him she came. She's been on her feet from early this morning until now without resting for even a moment. So, not only is Ruth loyal, she's diligent. Not only is she courageous in the big decisions of life, deciding to come from Moab to Israel, she's hard-working in the mundane things of life, slogging away here in the field, picking up the food for herself and her mother-in-law to live on. Do you see the two things Ruth has done? Firstly, she's a good, decent, honest, hard-working woman. And secondly, when the chips were stacked against her, she goes along and humbles herself. She says, yeah, I'm poor and I'm destitute, so I will humble myself and I will go and glean with the other poor people in the field from dawn to dusk. Maybe I'll find favour in someone's sight. And God honours that. He brings Boaz along from Bethlehem when? Just then, just at the right time for him to notice her. Can I tell you the number of times I've been between a rock and a hard place and afraid and fear immobilizes me? Then I spend time with God and he causes me to look around, to survey the landscape of my life or ministry or whatever it is. And he points me to a field. He says, go Bernie, and work over in that field. Or he points me to a blessing that I didn't really ever notice before, a blessing I'd never have noticed unless I'd been led into this difficult place. And he says, Bernie, go and labor over there. And time again, it's out there doing the things God's called me to do that someone else pulls alongside. Someone else notices the need and the blessing of God chases me down. See, God always does it just at the right time, as he did with Ruth. It's something our God will do time and time again. He'll call us into a journey towards his blessing. And sometimes that journey isn't very palatable. Sometimes that journey puts us in a field working hard, but he calls us into a journey toward his blessing. The question is, will we get off our backsides and go? Blessing is not an easy subject to chat about because all too often we don't actually feel all that blessed. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called, Does God Really Want to Bless Me? It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the blessings that God has for you. And at the end of each chapter, you're going to find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. So don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.